From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Iraqi forces are moving closer to the city of Mosul, which is occupied by Islamic State militants. The terror group launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle toward Mosul. As Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in on one of the country's second largest cities. 6 Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. Heather Murcock is in Iraq.
Well, the soldiers I talked to today said it's really difficult fighting and it's really tricky because, among other things, they're increasingly wearing suicide vests when they're fighting. So the soldiers have difficulty getting even near the people they're fighting. They want to stay in their armored tanks because the chance of a suicide blast killing them is pretty great.
U.S. military officials said Friday the Islamic State assault on Kirkuk was intended to force Iraqi and Kurdish leaders to divert their forces and their focus from the ongoing operations to retake Mosul. The United Nations and officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report, during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday, also blames President Bashar al-Assad's government for using several barrel bombs containing chlorine gas dropped by military helicopters. The UN is scheduled to discuss the report next Thursday. This is VOA News. A U.S. Navy warship has passed through waters claimed by China near disputed islands in the South China Sea. To counter what Washington says is Beijing's attempt to limit freedom of navigation, China condemned the action late Friday, calling it a provocation and a gravely illegal act. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman said the destroyer USS Decatur passed near the Paracel Islands in a routine lawful manner Friday, challenging China's excessive maritime claim. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is rallying supporters to get out and vote as he steps up his campaign in the final 3 weeks of the race. Trump highlighted 3 recent polls showing him ahead of his rival, Democrat Hillary Clinton, who campaigned Friday in the hotly contested state of Ohio.
In the first 4 days of in-person early voting here in Ohio, more people showed up to vote than they did at the same time in 2012 in our last election. That is fantastic, and it shows how serious people are taking this election.
Both Clinton and Trump are expected to campaign aggressively in the final stretch of the campaign, the election November the 8th. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says the siege and bombardment of Syria's northern city of Eastern Aleppo constitutes crimes of historic proportions, and he's calling on the 47-member UN Human Rights Council to refer the situation to the International Criminal Court. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
High Commissioner Zaid says well over 300,000 Syrians have been killed and countless others wounded and traumatized in the course of more than 5 years of civil war. Without mentioning Russia by name, the High Commissioner blames the indiscriminate airstrikes across the eastern rebel-held part of Aleppo by government forces and their allies. The chair of the International Commission of Inquiry on Syria, Paolo Sergio Pinheiro, agrees.
Perpetrators of war crimes and crimes against humanity will only cease to violate the laws of war when it is clear that they will be held to account.
Pinheiro says members of the investigative commission will continue to document war crimes in Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he did not mean he would cut off ties with the United States when he said in China this week that he was separating from the U.S., adding it's in his country's best interest to stay with America. Duterte visited China to attend an economic forum in Beijing where he declared there would be a possible separation from the United States, both in military and economic matters. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.